And to start the week on Culture File, we have brand wrangler Owen Nolan, whose last epistle on the joys and pains of being a tiny bit ambivalent about the march of technological progress left a few items unsaid, apparently. So here's Owen's latest, slightly unreasonable point of view.
To the future and back again. Recently, we considered things technological and wondered about a third way between being a technophobe in fear of technology and a technophile in love with it. Techno-so-what might describe someone feeling a little underwhelmed by technology and wanting it to hurry up and get here. Techno-so-whats want teleportation. We don't want to be in security queues in airports for the rest of our lives. And if we can't have teleportation, then at least we'd like a scanner to identify explosive substances before they enter the airport, and not just at the point where we've all gathered to take off our shoes. Techno-so-whats tend to ask some valid questions, other than why fridges don't have locks. They particularly ask about the friction between the real world, where imminent technological advances are hurtling towards us, and bizarro world, which appears to operate by its own rules. In the real world, more and more people are independent contractors working for themselves. In the economy of the independent, the price of freedom is eternal connectivity. You can leave your desk only if you're contactable. This means that tens of thousands of people now need to recharge devices and get online. If they can't do it in the cafe, bar, restaurant where they are, they'll have to go somewhere they can. Bad for business. Yet back here in Sleepy Hollow, when was the last time you saw a restaurant, bar or public place with an easily reached table height charging station? Techno-so-whats also wonder why they have to keep going up to the counter to ask for Wi-Fi passwords, like they were the third secret of Fatima. A Cold War level of subterfuge is often required. Contrasts abound between the world where connectivity is oxygen for business and our other world where it's easier to get methane. That's a fart joke. In the real world of Marks and Spencer's, when it comes to groceries, the brand is at pains to tell you that the milk is Irish, the eggs are Irish, the cabbage is Irish, and that as much as they can make Irish is Irish. Yet the automated voice that tells you lift door closing may be a member of the British royal family. Lift science, not rocket science. And speaking of voices, in an age when gender profiling receives more scrutiny than it did in most ages, why does Siri come in a male and female version while Alexa is available female only? Why not Alexander? In the US, where Amazon own Whole Foods and have a growing presence in grocery stores and supermarkets, virtual assistants are seen as representing a real threat to brands. You run out of a low-interest product like kitchen towel, and when you ask Alexa to order some without naming a brand, Alexa will order Amazon own brand, which will then become your default choice. Alexa will make purchasing decisions for you. Eric Schmidt, former head of Google, famously said the Google policy on a lot of things was to get right up to the creepy line and not cross it. Interestingly, our individual definitions of what is creepy and what isn't when it comes to technology are ever-changing. After all, it's only 100-odd years since BBC newsreaders had to wear dinner jackets when reading the news on the radio. So while the technophobes are probably not buying Echo Dot in six-packs to put Alexa in every room, techno-so-whats may be wondering why Alexa didn't already send an autonomous car for the kibble when she heard you mention to the dog that you were nearly out of it. The future, it seems, is not quite here, but it is on its way, wearing Google Glass and riding a Segway all the way to the voting machine.
Owen Nolan there with his latest slightly unreasonable point of view. You can find all the previous slightly unreasonable points of view on a special Subbov playlist on the Culturefile SoundCloud page, and you know where you'll find that.